welcome to See the World with Ajala Nene, a podcast that takes you on a journey across Nigeria and Africa to explore the country and the continent's diverse and vibrant culture. Our esteemed guests will share their experiences and insights into the local tourism scene, from hidden gems to must-see attractions. So grab a cup of coffee and join us as we see the world with Ajala Nene. Whether you're planning a trip to Nigeria or Africa, or simply want to explore and experience the continent from the comfort of your own home, this podcast is for you. So sit back, relax, and let's explore Nigeria and Africa together. No! Welcome to the Wanderlust Wonder segment of the See the World with Ajala Nene, where we spotlight tourist destinations in Africa and way, way beyond. And today we have Gwarara Falls in Niger State. Gwarara Waterfalls is located in Gwarara, a local government area of Niger State, north central of Nigeria. The waterfalls is approximately 30 meters in height, and it lies on the Gwarara River along the Suleja Mina Road. That was a mouthful. This is one of the easiest waterfalls to access in Nigeria. A beauty located 3 hours away from Abuja in Niger State. It is an amazing place to host a picnic, go fishing, or for the hiking fans, you can climb it, and of course, sightseeing. So the next time you're looking for a really serene environment to explore in Nigeria, try Gwarara Waterfalls. Hold on there as we introduce our guests for today. Welcome to See the World with Ajala Nene, and today we have one of my very, very amazing guests. I call him honorable because I can foresee him entering the Senate very soon, running things in the policy, and he's been showing himself really. Honorable Atabo!
I'm very glad to be here, Nene.
I'm glad to have you, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Kabo, welcome. And by the way, guys, you came all the way from Ota for this. That's Ogun State. I mean,
why did I have to go say that?
So you know how important I am to you.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So David Atabo, known as a social impact evangelist, his primary focus has been on driving sustainable development within communities across Africa. He's the founder of Come Make We Go. Oh, yeah. Come Make We Go. Tourism Africa Foundation, an initiative that strives to develop local destinations and people around Africa with tourism potentials. Honorable Atabo.
Madam Nene.
Ogami.
Nami.
So, why the tourism space? Why? What? I know you're a tech person. He's a tech bro, by the way. You're a tech
person. I used to be a tech bro.
Why that? What brought you all the way back here into the tourism space?
Oh, so thank you very much for that question. So the question is, why tourism? And I mean, if I was going to respond, I'll say, why not tourism? You know? My journey into tourism was just based on the fact that I needed to promote cultures around Africa. In a way, I was kind of influenced by Goge Africa. If you remember back then, Goge Africa with Madam Ineka and Brother Moses, you know. So I grew up watching Goge Africa. Like, I remember during my time in CU.
So CU is Covenant University.
Covenant University.
We are an alumni eagles of Covenant University.
Yeah. So before Covenant University, while I was in Fit Academy.
Okay.
I was the
That's the secondary school of Covenant University. Yes.
So when people ask me what's my name, I mean, everyone knew me as Shedrack, you know?
Why Shedrack?
I mean, that was my name, Shedrack. You know,
oh, that's
that was
your my other name.
Exactly. Ooh. Because I was ashamed or shy to tell them I'm Atabo, as my name, which is my maiden name. And when people ask me what tribe am I from, because my tribe was not Hausa, Igbo, Yoruba, which is the major tribes in Nigeria. And I was shy to say Igala, because the next question was, oh, Igala, where's Igala? And all that, you know. But as I grew older, towards my under level, I became more conscious of myself and more conscious of my tribe, and I wanted to promote my tribe, you know. So I now changed my name towards the end of my university. People started calling me, I changed my name to Atabo. So when you ask what's my name, I say Atabo. So that was my my initial push into the whole promotion of culture, I started for myself trying to promote my own traditional name. Then while I'd see you, I could remember during every last Sunday of the month, we had what they call Trad Sunday. And I started this initiative called Village Culture. And one thing I did for Trad Sunday, one of the Trad Sundays before I finished from before I left CU, was to organize like a traditional wedding scene. Ooh. Where people snap picture. You could, permission to promote my Instagram page?
Permission.
So you could maybe check on Comic Go Africa, one of our early posts when it was still Village Culture. You see some of those photos from 2014 or thereabouts. So it was people came with their traditional, students came with their traditional attire. I see that during weddings, some came with their makeup. And it was, everyone was happy, like they're promoting their culture and they were dressed traditionally and all that. So that whole push made me say, young people are actually interested in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Why not even just see how you can go fully into it?
So are you saying that's what encouraged you?
The old personal experience of wanting to promote my culture, then trying to get people to promote their own culture. I've seen people being excited about promoting their own culture, then it means that there's a space for me to play around that place. Mm-hmm. Because one, I have the interest in it. Two, I see people are interested in also doing that same thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I,
what did you study, by the way?
Oh, I studied computer science. I studied computer science, and my very first job after NYC was an IT support analyst at Jumia.
Okay.
So it was after like 2 years, and I decided to start Comic Go. And how I started Comic Go again is another story.
So we're going to that. So okay. How did Comic Go start? What made you start? Because I remember that's how I kind of met you when I was doing my first initiative for the sustainable development.
Yeah,
I went to Badagry to plant trees.
To plant trees, for me,
and all that. That's how we met online.
Yeah.
Alright, so why Come Make We Go?
Oh yeah, so from the name Come Make We Go, it's more of an action word.
Okay.
Come, let's
pigeon.
Go. It's a pigeon action word. Come,
in
let's
English.
Go, you know? And initially, so while at Jumia, I wanted to start, my initial stuff was cultural promotion.
Mm-hmm.
I just used Instagram and photos and that. But then I wanted to start traveling, in quotes, you know? So I wanted to like get people to go somewhere more like what most people are doing now. Get people
interested.
Book, get the bus, take them somewhere. So that was the Come Make We Go. But you know how these things go? When you push out a trip, 50 people say, "Oh yes, I want to go."
Yeah,
so towards the date of the travel, one or two people. Exactly. So it happened for like 3 times. On the 4th time, I was like, "Nah,
mm-mm.
I need to enter the room by myself," you know. And that was how I got my first destination, Adawaye.
Okay.
So that's how I went to Adawaye. Then it's a very long story. Then.
No.
I
know your story. So tell us, why Adawaye? Because guys, you did something so amazing at Adawaye. By the way, where is Adawaye? Let people know.
So Adawaye is in Oyo State, Nigeria, very close to Ishen.
So you did something amazing there that spotlighted Adawaye. A lot of people did not know that place, me inclusive. Thanks to Honorable David here, we're able to know more. So why Adawaye? When you decided to go to Adawaye, was it there you decided to go to? Why did you end up doing all that you did over there? Please share the story. That's what I hear.
Okay, good. So that means we have a lot of time
to.
Okay.
Before my producer gives
me one eye. Travelers always have a lot of stories
we
to tell.
We do.
Exactly. So,
but this one is important because it's one of the things that launched you out.
True.
Most of us got to know about you.
Yeah,
so
true.
Please go ahead and share.
Yeah. So I could remember. So before I started working after my NYC, during my NYC time, I saved in Oyo State, Ibadan, to be more precise.
Okay.
And because of my early introduction to cultural promotion in CU, I wanted to work with the tourism board of Oyo State, you know?
Okay.
So, I was more like one leg in the tourism board, one leg in with my initial PPA, which is a school in Ibadan. So sometimes I come there to talk with the chairperson for the tourism board. So I have a few discussions with him a couple of times in a month. Then he was one day we were discussing and he was telling me about the tourist attraction in Oyo State. And he mentioned about Adawaye that unfortunately no one cares about, in quote, back then.
Can you share with our audience why Adawaye is special?
Oh yeah, so according to what he told me and what it is, you know, what I saw it at later on. It's in the world, there are just two suspended lakes in the world, and one is in Colorado in the US, and one is in Oyo State Nigeria, Adawaye. So it's more like a small lake on the mountain.
Mm.
So you hike about almost 2 hours up the mountain, then you see the lake there.
But
you know
something about the lake? If you enter inside, you come.
Oh yeah, I mean,
legend has it. If you fall inside the water.
I mean, so, but legend also has it that once upon a time, three white people came there to try to measure the land and blah blah. Then the first one went in, he never came out. The second person went with the chain to try to look for rescue his colleague. Never came out. Then the third person was the one that's alive to tell the story. Yeah. So So he told me about Adawaye and I was like, oh wow, so something like that can be, you know. So after a few days it left my mind. Then when I was trying like to re-strategize my life after like 2 years in Jumia, I said, oh, maybe I should go and visit that place that I didn't get time to visit, you know. Mm-hmm. And when I went, so before then I had gone, when I was 7, I had gone to the village Adawaye.
Mm-hmm.
But there had some clashes, there are some issues within traditional houses there, so it was not safe for me to stay there again.
Mm-hmm.
So later on, after like 2 years, and I came back and now met one guy. Coincidentally, his name is David.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was able to speak pidgin English to him. And he said, oh, so I wanted to go to the mountain to sleep and do Instagram live. That, oh, it is safe for you to come and camp on the mountain.
Okay.
You know? So when I told him what I wanted to do, he said, no, that the king will not allow me, that it may not be safe for me, that I should first go and meet the king. I was like, oh, there's a king now. He said, yes, they had a king, like last month, they crowned a new king.
Okay.
So when I got to the king's palace, I sat outside where visitors sit, you know. Then I can remember that night, I think the night I was with the king, I snapped, sent a picture. IU and Shikemi, we're in your group.
Yeah,
and I snapped a picture that. Oh, so while I was waiting while I was waiting for the king outside, they brought the register for me to sign and to sign like I'm there to see him. And I wrote, using sustainable tourism to develop Adawaye. So they took the selector to the king. And when he saw it, he was like, they shouldn't call me. Yeah, they shouldn't call me, you know. Now he's a new king and he's a bit learned, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking for more development for his people,
yes,
you know.
Yes.
So it was more like I came at the right time.
By the way, guys, fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
Honorable David brought this king to my social media week event. So I had a social media week Lagos event where I was spotlighting about sustainable tourism, and Honorable Tabo brought the king to my event. So I was quite honored.
Oh yeah, I can remember. So yeah, so when I got to the king's place, and was like, maybe he thought maybe there was one guy with plenty of money and bigger,
and
I was very small and young. Are you the one that don't see? I say yes. I mean, so he said, oh, sit down. I said, he likes young people where am I from? I said, oh, I came from Lagos. Oh, do you from Lagos? And I started having a conversation. Oh, what school did you come from? I said, Covenant. Say, oh, what are you doing in this village? That you're from the Covenant and you're looking. I say yes, because of my passion. I say, we want people like you. And that's enough. So that night, I was supposed to go back to Ibadan to sleep so I can from Ibadan and come to Lagos.
Yeah.
So the king said, no, I shouldn't go that. I should sit down.
You should be careful.
So the king said, I should hold on and I should sleep in the palace that night and let's brainstorm on make papers and whatever documents.
If you don't mind fast forwarding, how long did you end up staying there and doing all that you did by ensuring they were visible? How long was that?
Okay, so I would say I first used like about 4 to 6 months to study the people before the likes of Fumi brought in people for tours and
stuff. Yeah, I remember I followed Fumi for one of those
Yeah,
tours.
Yeah. So I stayed...
As our tour guide.
Yeah, exactly. So I stayed for about 4 to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Then before I handed everything over to the people, to
outlining at least three things that you did that really ended up letting people know about Adawaye. Can you mention the three things you did, at least three major things?
So I'll say the first is me trying to making myself known to the people, like building that trust with the local community, because like in the morning I was sleeping with them, walking the same road with them. So in the morning when I'm walking on the village path, some of them say, hey, Copa David. So they thought I was Copa, a Copa David. You know, Copa David, how are you, you get Baoni, and stuff like that, you know. Then that was like to build trust with them. So either see me with people, they say, okay, Copa David in quotes, what they call me, is there, so they feel safe and good, comfortable and safe and stuff. So the other thing was for me to collaborate with people not just the stakeholders within the community, but also extending to people even in Lagos, because that's where the market is coming from. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. So while building trust with the local stakeholders, the king, the chief, the village people, the market people, the guest house there, I was also able to get people like you, like Fumi and co, to get people to that place, you know. Mm-hmm. So when people started coming there and people started patronizing the local shops there, yeah, they started seeing the benefit that, oh, okay, Tokoba David is here for a reason, you know. Mm-hmm. And now the stores are getting a little bit money and all that. Then
the third thing
that I would say is also trying to involve the government, you know. So there was a time I did an initiative called Leave It The Way You Met It. Mm-hmm. More like a environmental sustainable tourism stuff. Mm-hmm. For both tourists and the locals. Mm-hmm. We had shared baskets, and I knew that if I drop this basket everywhere in the village, when you come back tomorrow, you may not see them again. So one thing I did was to involve the state government. Mm-hmm. I went to state government, told them this is what I want to do, that get me
she does it,
and maybe when I'm trying to launch the initiative, mm-hmm. they could get someone that represents it to also talk to the villagers. Mm-hmm. So we had a little town hall meeting. So it was getting the local people involved, building trust with them, getting external stakeholders in terms of tour operators and all that to bring in the market.
Yes.
And also getting the state and the local government involved for endorsement. And you know, these people respect so much whatever the state is involved
in.
Yes,
yeah. I think it's one more thing they mentioned. Mm-hmm. You really leverage social media.
Of course. I mean,
Google. Yeah, yeah. I think the special one amazing was how you used Google,
mm-hmm.
to be able to like put them online. I don't know. Can you explain more?
Probably you're referring to like the Google ads.
Yeah,
Google ads where the SEO,
yeah,
trying
the SEOs.
To improve the SEOs,
yes,
and
yes,
stuff
so
like that.
So when Google suspended mm-hmm. Lake, mm-hmm. you would notice. Oh, apart from the Colorado, you see mm-hmm. the one for Nigeria.
Yeah,
because so far there's so the two oldest suspended lake in the whole world. Mm-hmm. I thought it should become a UNESCO.
I'm happy that the state government, from my own little knowledge, the state government of Oyo State state government, is maybe they're trying to
get it
and they've been a bit serious so far.
Okay.
And there's the Yake Festival coming up soon in about
Yake Festival. What is that about?
So the name of the lake is Yake.
Yake.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So the name of the lake is Yake Lake.
Yake.
Then there's a festival. It will be in its fifth or sixth year, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Happening there, mm-hmm. and this is one of the things that we discussed with the king that night. Where
yeah,
my first night with him, get exactly.
That
so trying to.
I pray that they don't kidnap you. I give you life. All right, so let's go to presently what you're doing, and you're doing an amazing job, by the way. I'm not here to swear your head. Just if you don't believe me,
my head is busting already.
You now decided how many years ago, like 2 years ago, to go and do your master's.
That's
and he said go to Austria. All right, can you share that story? I remember we tried to crowdfund to make sure that you got money to go to the school.
Yeah.
So can you just share the experience? Why you decided to go to Austria? Why Austria to go and study?
Mm-hmm.
And you did your master's you're doing your master's right now. In fact, guys, let me come and shame him some more. He's actually doing his master's thesis.
Yeah.
And he just kind of like submitted his thesis now. So I'm hoping that, hey guys, read this. He's already got his A distinction.
Amen. All
right, so please go ahead. Share why Austria. Oh,
yeah, that was 4 years ago.
4 years ago.
Yeah,
exactly.
4 years ago. So I didn't plan to do master's at that time. I was more going for diploma in tourism, because you know I did computer science for my bachelor's.
So before I can
do masters in this thing,
I
had to do a diploma, you know. So the diploma was partially funded. Then I needed extra funds to get the ticket, to pay for accommodation and
mm-hmm.
and all that. So that was where we came to you. Had one crowdfunding project
you're doing.
So that was where I needed a crowdfund. Then after the diploma, so why did I go for the diploma? I mean, I've been doing a bit.
What's the diploma on, please, so at least they can know. Diploma on what?
Oh, diploma in tourism management. And I had a distinction. Okay. I've been doing a little bit in tourism based on everybody knew me about Adawaye tourism, blah blah. And I had this dream of maybe becoming Minister of Tourism one day or working with the UN.
That's why I call you
UN Tourism one day. So I was like, okay, maybe I should just get an academic certificate to back up my experience within tourism space and also to learn more about tourism. And so when I'm talking, I mean, I can talk based on knowledge and all that, you know? Yeah. So that's why I decided to shoot my shot and try to go for diploma. I mean, I tried other schools, but why Salzburg? I mean, Salzburg ended up being a very good city for me to go to because Salzburg is a tourist city. So most of the GDP is coming from tourism. You know, when you have Mozart, sound of music, everything that it's Salzburg, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a very pretty city. Please try to visit Salzburg and call me when you're in Salzburg.
Hey.
like
the tourism board would fund this particular episode. But guys, yes, that's one of my dream destinations. I mean, Sound of Music fan, and always said I'm going to go to those hills where Auntie was singing. Yeah. The hills are alive. So yes, I recommend that place too.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, so after my diploma, I was like, okay. Instead of just coming back like that without getting masters, I mean, there's a school in Salzburg University of Applied Science that is currently doing what's called Masters in Innovation and Tourism Management. Tourism Management, and it's in English, you know. Okay. Like, okay, why not just push for it, you know?
Austria is a German speaking country.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Austria is a German speaking country. I mean, it's neighbor to Germany, so it's a German speaking country, you know. So I said, oh, let me try to. It was at the last minute because. Every other person in my diploma, they were all up because most of us were from Africa and Asia, you know. They were applying. I was like, no, I want to go back to my country. I mean, the reason why I came here for diploma because I wanted to improve my country. I was giving them motivational speaking in course. Then my roommate then was like, no, Natawo, you spent so much to come here. You must finish it, you know. That's Tebunasi. Thank you if you can hear this.
God bless you, brother. God bless you.
Yeah. So he said, just apply. So I applied like 2 days to the deadline. It's like I'm always a deadline person. Yeah. So I applied 2 days to the deadline. And I mean, when I went for the interview, I talked to them about everything I've done for within the industrial space in Nigeria and Adawaya and all that. And they were quite impressed. And I was part of the first people that got the admission.
Into the last minute,
yeah.
But first.
Then the class started, and I was selected as the class rep.
Mm-hmm. So, you know,
again, so I was like, I'm in Nigeria. I know if you come here, come carry last.
I can't come in Nigeria, I don't
know the carry last. No. So, yeah. So, okay. I mean, so far it's been good. And
I noticed that also, yeah. Sorry to cut you in, but yeah. I noticed that also that you've been doing so many things that have to do with policy making.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you were the chairperson.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The chair of the European Union Youth Advisory Board for Nigeria and ECOWAS.
Yeah.
All right. So can you share more of what you did in that space?
Oh, okay. So basically the EU Youth Sounding Board, as the European Union Youth Sounding Board, it's a youth advisory board with all countries. So there's EU International, there's a Partnership for International Partnership, and there Partnership for delegations.
Okay.
So for
like
example,
different countries.
Yeah, for different countries, but for Nigeria it's the delegation for Nigeria and ECOWAS, you know, which is in Abuja. So our select is a 25 youth board. We have 25 youth from different places in Nigeria and different sectors in Nigeria are selected to give advice to the European Union delegation in Nigeria on youth programs, what kind of youth programs would be beneficial for Nigerians, what are Nigerian youths wanting, and all that. So it's a 2-year tenor, and by this week, by God's grace, I'll be adding over to the next cohort.
Okay.
So yeah.
Okay. All right, and then I know you're part of we're both part of the Nigerian Economic Summit group.
Oh yeah.
And can you share a little more about your experience there?
I mean, I think it was you that even invited me into the group.
Which, after I saw that, I thought I'd bring it to Nigeria.
Oh yeah, I mean the NESG, working with people at NESG, you, Madam Ngozi, and every other person there. I mean, it has been kind of a learning ground for me.
Okay,
you know?
Can you say that the difference between the one you've done in Europe and Nigeria is quite different?
So I think one thing about what I've noticed about Europe, because while in Europe, I'm also going to either the European Parliament for one program or the other. I mean, and one thing I've noticed is that back there, it's easy for these young people to have face-to-face interaction with the MEPs. So MEPs are members of Parliament, like what we call senators or honorables here, you know. And from, let's say, 16, 17, 18, 19, these guys are all already holding a little position in political position in their community or something. And as someone from the different side of the world, which is in this case Nigeria, it feels a bit strange for me that in that place that, oh, this young person is maybe an MEP, or this young person is working with the MEP directly, or this person is writing policy and policy papers and submitting and all that. And it felt like, I mean, I need to look for how to also get involved in my own country, you know? Yeah. So when you came to me with the NESG stuff, I was like, okay, I mean, this seems like a very good position for me to even, because I see policy as the foundation for everything.
Yes, you know? It is. So.
No matter how great your ideas are, if the policy,
it's not a
single policy can either make it or break
it.
Yeah. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was very happy to be part of NESG, and I'm happy that the tourism policy draft has been done and the validation has been done a few years. The final conclusion comes up and it's been implemented.
Yes.
Because it's not just to have policy, it's to be able to implement the policy by the right people.
Executing it by the right people.
By the right people, yeah.
Okay, so let's go to some fun things now. Which is the, give one place that, don't be biased, Sha. One place that people must visit in Nigeria.
I mean, there's no way that, okay, so I'm from Kogi State, Nigeria.
Wait,
So before I promote any other place, regardless of what people know me as, I'll say, please try to visit Kogi. I know what you may see may not be what you want to see, but at least you'll see what to give ideas of what you can change, you know.
Okay.
So Kogi has a lot. Kogi is where Nigeria started from. Kogi is where the confluence is. Kogi is where the name Nigeria was given. So Kogi, it's very big, different cultures and all that, and different. Try the food, you will love.
I know
the food.
It's the food you will see.
Of course, if I don't call food, I never finish. Then also then go to Adahawaye as well. I mean, if especially if in the southwest. So apart from selling it as the only place with the suspended lake, I also promote it as the best hiking destination in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Because I mean, that's where you can hike and feel safe and feel good and feel loved, because the people already understood the importance of tourism to them.
Yeah.
I mean, and they still understand, and they have a king that understands what tourism can do for the community.
Yeah.
And they have a king that understands the value of tourism. I mean, so it's a place where you feel safe as a tourist, hiking and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So for Kogi State,
and Adahawaye.
Yeah. I mean, I won't say Lagos, because I mean Lagos of course is already selling itself. Lagos is selling itself. So let me sell other places where people don't really sell.
All right, three things that people don't know about you.
I think I'm an open book. What three things that people don't know about me? My parents are asking me to bring wife home. So do you not know what all of this? What do people know about me?
Three things people don't know about. Two more things. You said wife. Two other things. And imagine people that don't know you right now listening to you. That's what I'm saying. People like me, I know you already. But
okay.
Imagine people that don't know you.
So what do you know about me that you think people don't know?
Don't talk
about me. Let me see.
There's one out there to talk. You should know it by now. You're always posting it on your WhatsApp stories.
I like food.
No, you don't like food. I love food.
Oh, yeah. So,
wife material, please. You have to know how to cook.
Of course, yes. I think
I know I love, like, traditional food.
Exactly. So, I thought that was obvious. That's why I said I don't know what people don't know about me. Because
I said, everybody.
Exactly. So, I like to cook and share food.
Yeah, he cooks too. I'm not good from you.
Not yet.
Okay.
Maybe when you come to Salzburg.
Wow.
I'll give you expensive African food. Yeah. So yes, I also like fresh food.
Yeah, you like
fresh. I like my food being cooked.
Thank God you can't cook.
Exactly. So yeah. And I don't eat stale food. I can't eat like the next day's food.
No, please.
Yeah.
Number three, what's it that to?
Number three. Can I swim? I think if I enter water, my leg is not touching crap. It's not touching the floor. I get scared. So I don't know if I can swim. Maybe you should be the one to tell me, can I swim or not?
I can go a little bit. All right, to wrap this all up. Normally, I like to ask this question last.
Mm-hmm.
What advice do you have for upcoming tourism practitioners and those of us already in it, and then our veterans? What advice or comments do you have for these three categories?
So I'll say, if you allow me to reference my thesis,
go ahead.
So let me know. So during one of the interviews for my thesis, I'm allowed to mention names, yeah?
If you want, if you're comfortable with it, that's fine. As long as you don't say anything bad about
the
person.
So during one of my tests, I mean, you should know Betsy Idoko, mm-hmm. that she mentioned, she gave a very tagline, because I'm trying to quote her, I mean, in this, like, so I'll give her credit for a very beautiful quote. She said, anyone in tourism in Nigeria, any young person in tourism in Nigeria now, deserves ice cream every day.
How did she say that?
Because it's not easy to have a tourism business in Nigeria at the moment, right. You know, and especially if you're a young person where you have, like, you don't have
limited resources.
Exactly, you have limited resources, and you are here. And most times it's about passion. You know, most people are there for the passion of, oh, I love tourism, I love travel, I love to see people happy and blah blah blah. That's why I'm there. You know, so if you're in the business and you're not seeing money and you're still in the business, of course you deserve ice cream every day.
Sure.
You know, so I'll say, my advice is that time. You know, time is very it's your best ally. You know, be patient.
Be consistent.
Exactly. Be patient. Be consistent. Because if you just enter it now, say, oh, you should be, it's just to park people inside bus and go. After one or two, you'll be frustrated. You know, you feel the inside bus. Somebody will just say, give you one negative feedback, and that'll be your dead of my, your morale will be gone. You know, so be patient. Be consistent, and also educate yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not tour guiding or tour operation. It's not just to park bus or you know how to organize events. It's not just about that. You know, you also need to educate yourself. There are programs, certificate programs you could go for. Check Naoto, for example. There are certifications you could go.
By the way,
so Naoto is the
Naoto's training, right?
Yeah.
Naoto.
Yeah. Exactly. I did Naoto tour in 2019 or 18 or thereabouts. Yeah.
I remember asking.
Yeah, about. Yeah. So I mean, there are short courses you could go for just to train yourself, to educate yourself, because people will take you more seriously if they feel, okay, this person is educated in this particular subject. If you're going to your bank to ask for finance, they'll first check, apart from your experience, they'll check your qualification.
Yeah.
You know, what, okay, if your business fail, can this person get a job that can make them
pay back
or something?
Yeah,
so always try to ensure that. And also collaborate with people. I can't say this enough. I mean, I won't be sitting down here. Exactly. I was gonna say that again.
I'm talking to you right now.
Yeah, collaborate. And lastly, I would say, be humble. Be humble, you know. Yeah, because you are in the industry and you feel like, oh, you've had 100 tours already. Yeah, better than somebody that has 50 tours. It's a lie. You know, try to be humble and be teachable, and also be ready to teach other people after you. You know, you won't be there. You won't be on the seat forever.
Yeah.
There's no Godfatherism that lasts forever. One day, all of us will go and meet our maker. So try to be humble to learn. Try to be humble to teach. You know.
Okay.
And
therefore,
yes.
Our mates and people already in the industry,
exactly,
are doing well. Yeah. What advice you have for them?
For them, I mean, it's no more than what I've said. I mean, be patient. I mean, keep pushing, because now, when I came, the first week I came to last week when I arrived and I went to a supermarket and I saw prices of things, like, Jesus Christ. You see, for example, for even be someone that was planning tours, for example, maybe two years ago or a year ago.
The thing that's taking everything in the store is transportation.
Yeah.
It is so expensive.
Exactly. So now you are looking at the cost of transportation. Even sometimes people go for tours just because of the goodie bag. What you get in the goodie bag. Now the Coke you are buying or the drinks you are buying for 100 naira before, now it's about 500, 400. And so now people that have not finished eating to be left full, they're asking them to come and pay for tour.
Yeah.
So now you see less people maybe coming for your trips and stuff. Don't give up. I mean, just keep pushing. Like, this too shall pass. Yeah?
And I think also, let me add to that, be creative.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Be innovative. Mm-hmm. If you used to do something before and it's not working for you, find ways to make it stand, make yourself stand out. Because you're not the only tour operator.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You have to know what you can do to make you stand
and
out.
And that is why you need to get educated and also collaborate with people. Because the more people you talk to, the more people you collaborate with, the more ideas creativity and creativity come to you and stuff. Yeah.
So what do you have for our veterans, our godmothers and godfathers?
First of all, thank you very much for that question. Let me use a political statement. Yeah, so I would say, first of all, thank you very much for everything that they've done so far. I mean, some of them are very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not, I mean, one of them is even coming today on your podcast, Mr. Mololu. It has been very helpful to me in some certain ways and in terms of industry push and all that. So, I mean, some of them have done very well. I mean, some need to do better. But I think that my advice to them for all of them in quotes, yeah, is that they should also try to see how they can what was the English word now, how they can put
synergize
with the young people, and also get more young people for them to mentor the young people. Yes. You know, because even if they're mentoring more young people, it's not just the young people that are benefiting, even them who have
we'll learn
what's happening now, exactly, you know. So they should please give us that space to come closer to them, you know.
Gatekeeping.
I mean, there's no like gatekeeping or be like, when will be this one, when he starts, this small boy thinks he, because he don't do one or two. I mean, so they should be more open to us, which they should be accessible to us, you know. And most of them, or it is even we, the young people, that can even promote their name more than what they did themselves, you know. So by the time they get,
we have the means.
Exactly, we have the means, we have the crowd, we have the platforms and all, to even make people see them as even still relevant even after the many years they've spent in the industry.
Yeah.
I mean, so in terms of getting connections with other people, we can come to them, but they should be able to bring us closer.
Allow us to be closer. Like you just talked about Austria now, you see younger people going to Ghana.
Exactly.
Celebrate with the older ones, exactly. And their words are being listened.
Exactly.
We also need that same open look and all that. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. So, any last words for this podcast?
I mean,
that's my eyes.
First of all, I'm very happy that I came today, because I can imagine if it was tomorrow you would have just
guys, I've tied been chasing me. This guy for 2 months.
Yeah. I mean,
oh, you're coming to Nigeria, let me know so we can interview you.
Yeah,
because he's going back to Austria, by the way.
Yeah,
yeah, so
I'm going back this week and next week.
I don't know, you're going, you're shadowing. Yeah, all I know is that you're happy about that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very happy to have had the opportunity to talk with you and to have the discussions, and I do hope to have more discussions with you, and hopefully the industry would even be better than the way it is now. So our discussion next time would be something much higher exactly, you know. Maybe by then the policy draft has been
implemented. Hallelujah. Amen. By the way, guys, check out NESD, Nigerian Economic Summit Group. We're doing so much when it comes to policies. All right, this is a free advertisement for them, because and we're looking forward to the tourism policy being implemented. We had a validation a few days ago with some professionals in the industry, and we're hoping that it comes out well. Atabo and I were part of them, so when you see things happening well in the tourism industry in Nigeria, just know that Honorable Atabo and Ajalane were part of it.
And also, I mean, thanks to the immediate minister for spending it, Madam Lola Adejohn. I mean, for staying to the end of the event that happened on Saturday.
It was very humbling to watch her. Exactly. She's no longer the tourism minister. It says a lot, and I do hope she hears this podcast. We appreciate you for what you've done so far, ma'am.
And also and something else that I really liked also was the current minister, how the current minister
accepted
exactly,
and still put her into
power. Exactly. I mean that's
what leadership is all about.
Exactly. You know. It was impressive to me to watch that.
We need to learn from that.
Mm-hmm.
Honorable Atabo, I'm proud of you. Sure, you know that.
I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you too. Well done. Keep up the good work. All this you're learning over there. When you're ready to come back home, we're looking forward to making you a minister. I've been prophesying.
No.
All right, guys. Thank you for joining. See you in the next edition.
And with that, we conclude our journey across Nigeria and Africa on See the World with Ajala Nene. We hope you enjoyed exploring this journey with us, and that you feel inspired to discover its unique beauty for yourself. Thank you for listening. For your feedback and comment, feel free to hit us up across our socials at See the World with Ajala Nene, and you can find me personally at Ajala Nene on Instagram. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring. Your journey and your adventure awaits you.